Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. You can see On Call with the Prairie Doc on Thursday nights on SDPB-TV. Dr. Richard Holm joins us every week for a weekly preview and your weekly checkup and to check in to see if I've been exercising. He joins us now on the phone. Dr. Holm, welcome back.
Hi, Lori. So we're down in New Orleans visiting our son, Preston, because when your kid says, you got to come and see because I'm doing a thing, it's sort of like going to the soccer game. And so tonight we have Dr. Kelly Evans, who is replacing me. And we've got Dr. Nazir and Dr. Chatterjee, who are the two infectious disease specialists in Sioux Falls, will be talking about infectious diseases tonight, which will be really interesting.
I'm glad to know that your children never stop asking you to show up for them.
You know, you take a run and take this leap of parenthood, you know, and then you never land.
Right. You know, we've been talking this hour about childhood to a certain extent and adolescence and then how social media is really changing that. And you've probably seen a lot of that in your career as well. Parents, you know, parenting changes over the years. The problems change.
My wife, Joni, is a pediatric nurse practitioner, and she and I talked about the media and teenagers and kids before the show today, and I couldn't hear what was said before because I'm down here, but she said they do not go to bed with their phones. You do not allow them to go to bed with their phones, and then you need to teach them, younger and younger, you need to teach them how to stand up for bullies and give them examples of, no, this is not acceptable. I won't take this. You hang up, you turn off, you walk away, and you know that there are many good people in the world, but there's some bad ones too. And so you say no to the bad ones. Got to teach that.
When do you remember as a doctor seeing sort of the pressures of that show up amongst patients? Do you have those patients who've come in and had an increase in anxiety or depression that was sort of maybe inspired or caused by comparing themselves to others or connecting in unhealthy ways or bullying? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I mean, I saw it more with my children. I did see abuse when I was covering the emergency room, true abuse. I saw a little girl come in and die. And her stepmother had basically killed her. But it's interesting. She had told me that her dad had bought her a new bicycle. It's such a wonderful thing. Her dad had bought her a new bicycle, and now she fell and hurt her head. And the truth came. I mean, I swallowed a hook, line, and sinker, you know, the head trauma and everything. And it came out later, you know, in the news and everything, that it was that this woman had abuse that child.
Wow.
And, so it isn't always men, and it is also women. And but I do know that the media has opened a whole new world, and much of it is very good. You know, people communicate better. They learn. You know, it's I can hardly think that communication is ever bad, except that with it also comes some bad. And here it is. And you've discussed it earlier that there are bad people in the world, and you know, if you can prey upon somebody who is weaker, which we need to do is teach our children not to be weaker, and also they go to bed without their phones.
We'll start there. That's your first takeaway for the night. The television program tonight, talking about infectious disease, how do you want to set that up? What sort of things can we expect, do you think?
Well, I think that you have to realize that infections are all around us. We live with more organisms on us and around us and touching us and in us than there are cells of our own body, the microbiome of our world. I mean, we live symbiotically with them. If they weren't there, then we would die. And we're happy to have them. And when we use antibiotics, we take a risk. We wipe out some of those normal flora. And if you kill a grass, I like to think of it like a lawn. You kill the grass in your lawn and you leave it alone, what do you think happens? Does the grass come back? No. weeds come back. And that's what, what happens when you overuse antibiotics. And so we need to be very careful. We've overdone antibiotics. You're going to have a pediatric specialist, Dr. Chatterjee, who's the head of pediatrics at Stanford UST School of Medicine, which is wonderful. And she'll talk about not using antibiotics except when absolutely needed. And so will Dr. Nazir. But what you really ought to be calling questions in about, you know, I had this infection. The antibiotic didn't work. What do I do next? You know, what antibiotics do I use? What about new antibiotics coming? What about diseases coming from other countries? What about the mosquito and the vectors of all sorts of insects eating and biting us? And you know, there's any infectious disease question is going to be very much appreciated. So think about any question you may have on an infectious disease site or source, and call in that question, because you've got wonderful experts on the show. Kelly Evans is an internist like me, a general internist, a young, new internal medicine doctor, and she's just wonderful and beautiful as well. So you'll enjoy seeing Kelly and watch her react as the new host for the night.
All right, Dr. Richard Holm, on call with the Prairie Doc tonight on SDPB-TV. Thank you so much for your time. Enjoy your trip.
Thank you, Laurie.